author clearly identifies himself as the prophet Obadiah, but this is all we know about him. But at least his prophecy can be dated with great certainty. While the scholars do not agree about dating the book, the great humiliation of Israel was the siege of Jerusalem by the Babylonians beginning in 605 BC and ending with the final destruction in 586 BC. It would lend weight to being written shortly after the fall of the city, perhaps while the Israelites were still in captivity in Babylon, but other possibilities exist. It is the shortest book in the Bible, with 21 verses. Jude and Philemon of the New Testament each have 25 verses. This brevity in no way diminishes the extremely sharp focus on the Edomites only, and the one sin the Bible repeatedly holds out as perhaps the most pervasive, that being pride. What was the source of Satan's downfall? It was pride. Obadiah was one of three prophets called by God to direct their prophecy to a single country outside of Judah or Israel. There are verses in Jeremiah which seem to be taken from Obadiah. In some passages, they express the same idea. It appears Jeremiah, one of the great prophets of figures in Israel's history, used Obadiah's passage to emphasize God's impending judgment on Edom. This book of Obadiah is not quoted or alluded to in any way in the New Testament. Edom, also referred to in Scripture as Seir, Hor, and Esau, its size was small, approximately 20 to 30 miles wide and 100 miles long. It was east of the Jordan River and the Dead Sea and extended down to the Gulf of Aqaba. To the east was pure desert. While in existence, Edom controlled the mountain passes of major caravan trade routes and extracted their wealth from those tolls. Petra was the capital in a mountainous area to which the only access was through a very narrow pass that was over a mile in length, giving Edomites little vulnerability to invasion. Until Nebuchadnezzar, on his way to Egypt 5 years after the sack of Jerusalem, crushed them in their mountain stronghold. The land had been settled before, but Esau made his home there and swept away the Horites. When Moses, during the Exodus, requested passage through their territory with an offer to pay for the water they used, was flatly denied. That's in Numbers 20. Later, while the Edomites did not actively participate in the siege of Jerusalem, they did capture the Jews who were fleeing from the destruction and gave them back to the Babylonians. Edom relished the destruction, stood aloof, gloated, boasted, and participated in the looting. The Edomites betrayed their neighbors. Betrayal seems commonplace in our Western culture today. Married couples betray one another. Politicians betray their constituents. We offend God when we betray the trust that someone puts in us merely for our pleasure or personal gain. We betray that trust when we reduce or fulfill our responsibility to help someone who we know needs our help. God will judge and when it violate his requirements for justice and mercy. God, through Obadiah, wants to ensure that Edom's fall is clearly explained to all and pinpoints the reason for Edom's fall. In verses 2 through 4, and I'll quote, "Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be utterly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who live in the clefts of the rock, in your lofty dwellings, who say in your heart, 'Who will bring me down to the ground?' Though you soar aloft like the eagle, your nest is set among the stars. From there I will bring you down, declares the Lord." End quote. Pride. God detests all sin, but pride is one of the sins labeled as deadly. The sin of pride and arrogance is always deceptive. People do things that they know are wrong, but they do not care about the rules, or rules do not apply to them. Certainly, there is disregard for God's standards, and in our society and culture, pornography, infidelity, and killing the unborn are socially acceptable sins. Perhaps they think there will not be any consequences. Let me suggest that in our culture, perhaps even within the church, if someone is accused of being a liar, their reputation is tarnished, even perhaps rightfully criticized. If, however, they are labeled to be prideful, the condemnation is much less, if present at all. Is it just not that bad, is it? According to the Bible, pride is the sin of the sins and the most damning. For what sin was Satan thrown to heaven? Yeah, pride. Obadiah points out the pride of your heart was deceives all. We manage all kinds of rationalization to cover our problems for which we deceive ourselves. The root of pride is saying we do not need to defer or refer to God. Verse 14, Obadiah is done with the exposure and destruction of Edom. And now, like the other prophets, looks to a bright future. This is a great section of the word of God for Israel. God said he would bring judgment on Edom, and he did. Now he says he is going to give deliverance to his own people, bless them, and help them possess their own land. Hallelujah, he will. Stay in the word and take the name of Jesus with you. Good day.